One of the people remaining inside is an 18-year-old whom I won't identify, but his mum has spoken to police and is talking to me right now. Her name is Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Well, darling, my thoughts are with you and your family and the families of all the other people who remain inside that cafe.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. I actually wake up this morning and seen on the news. I didn't think anything of it until this afternoon when I received a message from my son, and it was just too surreal. I couldn't believe it was actually happening.
Does your boy work in town, does he?
He's an apprentice plumber, so I dare say he was on a job in the city and he's gone in to grab a coffee.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. Just a chance in a million to be in there getting a coffee at that particular time. Now, he's been in contact with you via text, has he?
I received a message about 3 o'clock and he said, Mum, I'm in the Link Cafe in Sydney, and my heart just dropped, and I sent back a text message and said, what's going on, are you okay? And he just sent me back a message and said, I'm okay, Mum, can't talk, and left it at that, and I haven't heard anything since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the second person I've spoken to today with someone in that cafe. I didn't speak public to the other person, but I know them quite well. I don't know you, Mel. I don't know your family, but my heart goes out to you, and I hope and pray for a resolution so that you and I can have a talk about this in the most positive light in the future.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Our thoughts are with you, Mel, and your family, and your boy.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you. That's the mother of a boy inside there. And as I say, we sought approval from the police to talk to Mel before we put her to air, and police gave me that approval to talk to that mum, because I don't want to do anything that would jeopardise the safety of anyone inside that cafe.